Well, the Emergency Drought Commission existed in statute. That was put in place by the legislature back in 2012. And during this legislative session in 2022, the Oklahoma legislature directed $3 million to that Emergency Drought Commission fund. But the Emergency Drought Commission itself does not stand up and do their work unless the governor of the state of Oklahoma declares that that commission can meet and act. And so the governor's executive order is saying, because of this persistent drought that we have seen across the state, that now the Emergency Drought Commission can meet, and those dollars that the legislature directed to that fund can be allocated out across the state of Oklahoma.
Simply put, what are your hopes that will come from this process?
My hopes are that we can look at some options that are more long-term solutions for producers. My focus, I think, certainly will be on water. That's what we've heard the most from, especially our livestock producers. So looking at things like drilling wells, solar pumps for areas that need those. We haven't had as much wind, which is very unusual. So windmills not turning, solar pump can be a solution. Lots and lots of producers that are hauling water to livestock. And so I'm hopeful that we as a commission, myself, Trey Lamb with the Conservation Commission, and Julie with the Water Resources Board can work to look at projects and things that certainly will help now, but hopefully help mitigate drought impacts into the future as well.
Blaine, any idea how many federal dollars are available to be used?
Well, the unique thing about the Emergency Drought Commission, these are actually state dollars. So the Oklahoma State Legislature directed this $3 million to the Drought Commission here that are state dollars to be allocated. And this will be in addition to all the FSA programs that our producers can access through the Farm Service Agency. And certainly there's millions of dollars that are being allocated now here in Oklahoma because of the persistent drought. And I know a lot of our farmers and ranchers have utilized those LFP programs and others from the Farm Service Agency. So this is unique in that the Oklahoma State Legislature and the governor have directed state dollars to go out through the Drought Commission.
You recall how many folks are on this Emergency Drought Commission?
It is. It's represented by three agencies. So there are three individuals, the Department of Ag and Secretary of Ag, myself, I serve as the chair. And then we also have a Conservation Commission. Trey Lamb is the director there. So he is a member of the Drought Commission. And then Julie there at Water Resources Board, she is the director. So it's three individuals representing Department of Ag, Conservation Commission, and Water Resources Board that then will review these applications as we move through the process.
And when do you anticipate the first meeting will be?
We are hopeful that we can put a meeting together next week. We know that the sooner that we can get moving, the sooner we can get funds out to producers, which is what we want to do. We do have to follow all of the guidelines for the Open Meetings Act because this is a formal commission. So we'll find a date, and then we've got to post that to the public and meet all of those guidelines. But we will move as quickly as we possibly can within that framework.
Obviously, the governor basically is the person, as you said, would call this back into activity. Was there a certain criteria that you're aware of that he was waiting on before these meetings would begin?
The governor, and certainly myself and the governor's team have been watching the drought monitor here in the state of Oklahoma. And so as we have watched the counties be moved into those different levels of drought, and we had lots of those counties that have been 8 weeks longer in D2. If they've been in D3 or D4 at all, from a USDA perspective, that kicks them into a drought situation. So we have been monitoring that, but certainly since we are in September, and we've got many counties that have met that drought threshold, and the weather forecasts are showing temperatures into the 90s. Certainly some areas have gotten moisture, but very, very dry in lots of areas. And with these increased temperatures, lack of pasture, challenges in getting hay, and the water issues, we want to provide this opportunity for producers to access these dollars because of the ongoing drought that we have seen from watching that drought monitor.
Blaine, in a simpleton way, I guess most of the state is still in some form of drought, right?
Yes, sir.
Anything else that you would want to add about this? I mean, is there going to be like some sort of action plan drafted, or kind of if you're trying to explain it to a friend at a coffee shop, what would you say? You're going to draft a plan and get after it, or what happens?
Yes, certainly our initial meeting of the Drought Commission will be to hear from producers and producer groups about how the drought is most impacting them, and then what options that the Drought Commission can look at to provide long-term solutions. So we do want to hear from farmers and ranchers across the state of Oklahoma. Then we will prioritize what those needs are, the areas of the state that have been the most impacted, and then take in applications. And we acknowledge there's $3 million is only going to go so far, and so that's why we want to be thoughtful in prioritizing the need and making certain that the areas of the state most impacted will get resources sent their direction.
No idea how much funds would be available from Farm Service Agency?
I do not know that number.
Okay.
I know that almost all of the counties, I think I counted up 74 of the counties in the state of Oklahoma, have met the threshold for many of FSA's programs that are related to drought, so almost the entire state. But we do want to encourage producers to also go to their county FSA office and make certain they're signed up for those programs. A lot of those programs, those deadlines have been extended, so we really want farmers and ranchers, livestock producers, to get to their county FSA office to access those federal dollars.
Thanks for calling and taking time out today.